WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
My homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. You see who we got today or what we're doing today or whatever it is, it's going to be good. Woo!
What's up, everybody? How you doing? How you doing? I know it's been a minute since we've been in it. I get it. It's been a minute. I hope summer has been beautiful and a lot of fun. I see you. You can see I'm rocking the gray. I'm trying to get, you know, allow my streak to come in. You know, that's a little different. But I want to do some house cleaning first, okay? First of all, let me welcome you. How you doing, Ms. Gretzen, Mrs. Gretzen? I'd like to welcome you all to WJBR Internet Radio Brunch in the Basement with Javon and my homegirl, Therese. Okay? So, first of all, just to start things off, yes, this is the show where the incomparable Mr. Lilo Thomas is coming through, and not only are we going to talk about some of Lilo's most famous music and go through that stuff and catch up with him and see how he's doing, but he is also dropping a new jam here today. Yes, Lilo Thomas has new music, and we're going to pump it for you today, okay, with Lilo Thomas, okay? I mean, come on, son, what more do you want? What more do you want? All right. So just to let you know, this is broadcasting for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear. And there's a warning that you may hear explicit language. I might say a couple of words, and I might throw some gospel music on and a little house, a little jazz, a little pop, a little soul music. And that's why if you are watching on Facebook, now would be a good time for you to move on over to YouTube. WJBR Internet Radio, WJBR Internet Radio on YouTube. Like and subscribe because, you know, you're not going to want to miss a show. Also, this is just an intermittent show. Like it's kind of like a pop-on with Mr. Lilo Thomas. And because we had the opportunity to speak with him, that's why we're doing the show today. And that's it. All right. We're going to take off a couple more weeks after this. Just so. Woo! When I sneeze. May the good God have blessed me and you. Anyway, I feel like I'm rambling, but it's true. We're going to take off a couple of more weeks because I'm still doing work in the basement. Now, as you can see, the walls behind me used to be pink. I used to have the banner, and now, It's like a toasty golden brown behind me, right? So we're still working on the basement. And when all of that is through, which I think we'll be ready to go the first week of October, which is pretty groovy because that is the month of Therese's birthday. Hey, we're going to celebrate, you know, big homie. Also wanted to remind you that this broadcast is licensed via Live 365 and covers listeners in the USA through Sound Exchange, ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC, in Canada through SoCan and Resound, and the USA through Sound Exchange, ASCAP, BMI, and CSEC, I think I said that. The UK through PPL and PRS for music. I have to let everybody know these things, because what that means is if I play you get paid. That's how that goes. If you are licensed, if your song is licensed through ASCAP, BMI, SoCan, or PPL or PRS for music, Resound, SoCan, whatever, you get paid. You can't just play people's music on the internet. Facebook gets a little confused with that, and so that's why they cut it off when you play certain music, because they're not sure who has a license, blah, 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 blah. Most people don't. So, you know, that's why I say if you want to hear the show all the way through, just go to YouTube. They seem to have an understanding of the licenses that we have. So go to YouTube and subscribe. Also, if you are not hip to it, okay, I am going to post the number right now for you to call in. You can call in and say what's up to me right now. You can call in a little bit later and speak with Mr. Lilo Thomas. Hello. I mean, Lilo Thomas. Therese will not be joining me today, okay? Just so that you know, this is just me and Lilo will not be joining us today. Therese is still on vacation and will be joining us the next go-round. Okay, so, you know, big ups to big homie, love you. And we see you next go round. Next go round. The number to call in is 347-996-5394. That's if you don't want to see me lonely, right? Nathan James, how you doing? You know what? I just might give you a link so we could talk a little politics. And but just for a few minutes, because we do have a full show, if you're available, because Mr. Nathan James is always busy. He's always doing so many things. And what I'll do is I will send you a link in a few minutes. And if you have, you know, some time, you just pop on and, you know, I'll be more than happy to chat with you, because there's just so much going on with the orange fella. And, you know, someone said to me that the queen is gone, and I thought, well, Aretha Franklin died some time ago. Chaka Khan is definitely still here. Mary J. Blige and Beyonce are here. Michelle Obama is here. What? Child? And I knew they weren't talking about Queen Elizabeth, because to my understanding, she had passed away some time ago. But apparently I was wrong. I don't know. Anyway, what I want to do right now is just give you all a little bit of a reminder of, you know, what we do on this show and who we have had the opportunity to speak with an interview and what that looks like. So if you're not familiar with the show, if this is your first time, here's a little sample. Here's Rahsaan Patterson, one of my favorites. Oh my God, love him.
Okay. Family.
Love.
Children.
Truth.
Melody.
A gift.
Community.
Mandatory.
Black women.
God.
Black men.
God.
Love.
God.
Visionary.
Alien.
Sex.
Heat.
Okay. You're up next, Javon.
No, you have to give him one more. You can't do nine.
Oh, that was nine? Okay. All right.
Just to make it even.
Okay. My tenth one. Hmm. Luther Vandross.
A gift.
See how perfect that 10th one was?
Yeah.
Perfect. For some reason, my tongue is just not working. Words are not coming out of my mouth properly. Forgive me. I'm articulate. You're quite goofy, but it's just not working for me tonight. So, personality.
Fire.
Authenticity.
Needed.
Recreation.
A must.
Truth.
Black people.
Chaka Khan.
God.
That's all I got for you. I have a request.
Uh-oh.
Can you make your drop lyrical? Like, can you, like, kind of sing it a little bit?
that, you hit him with that voice, though?
Which one?
The spooky voice. Wait a minute.
But, you know, look, it's him.
This is Rasan, and you're listening to WBJR. Fuck. I fucked it up. It's WJBR, right?
Yes.
WJBR. Okay. This is Rasan, and you're listening to WJBR Internet Radio.
Nice.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, that was one of my favorite. We have interviewed so many great, great people on this show. I can't tell you, express enough just how grateful I am for all of the people who've come through. I mean, it's just been amazing. And we're going to see what we can do to, you know, continue. And just continue to have great folks running through. If you know anybody who would enjoy this show, and I want to shout you out, Beverly. I won't say your full government name, but I want to shout you out, big you up, and thank you for subscribing to our YouTube page, because this is where it happens. If you are watching on Facebook, I can't express to you enough how important it is that you run over to YouTube and subscribe and follow us. Hit the bell. Do whatever you got to do so that you don't miss another show, okay? Because, I mean, we have great guests. Now, check this out. Since Therese is not here with me today, I'm just going to, you know, piggyback on some of the prior shows. So until our special guest for today, Mr. Lee Lo Thomas, okay, Lilo Thomas comes through. All right? So check this one out. If you miss, and if you see any of these rapid fires, prior shows are right there on the YouTube page. They're all on the YouTube page. So check this one out. And then we're going to have a quick update of the news, our perspective of the news anyway, with Mr. Nathan James. But check this out.
Hey, it's Freddie Jackson, and you're in the building with Javon and Therese for old time's sake.
Community.
Family. Community. Togetherness. Protection.
Music industry.
Fickled. 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 Very fickled right about now. I think the music industry is trying to find their way.
Love.
Compassionately. Love. Compassionately. That's how I give it, compassionately.
Women.
Strong. Powerful, tenacious, so many things I can put up in there. Women, necessarily needed in the world.
Children.
Children, humble, joy. They bring a lot of joy to my life.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Javon, I'll pass it over to you. Thank you, Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy.
Me. Too sexy for myself.
Go on, Freddie.
Church.
Church. Embodied. Church.
Men.
Get on my nerves. No. Power. Power. I find that black men are power entities.
Luther Vandross.
I want to beat him up. I'm gonna... Luther was inspiration. Was inspiration for me. He made me know that I can. He let me know that there was a place for me.
Amen.
And I'll ever be grateful.
Amen.
And Chaka Khan.
She's every woman. Whoa.
I love you, man.
Oh, man. Freddie. And what we'd like you to do for us, if we need a drop for the show that we can put in rotation on our station from you.
Oh, hell to the no. That's the real fight. I think we do the boxes, stuff. That's a one. Don't I get points?
Actually, we need two drops if that's.
Oh, okay. Now you're pushing it.
I am.
Hey, this is Freddie Jackson, and you're the list. This is Freddie Jackson, and you're listening to WJBR International Radio. Somebody needs to help and to save the children. So that's where I came. I came up with the line, who's going to save the babies? Who's going to protect the child when you see tears running from their eyes? Tell me who's going to save the child. I've got a cold, but
you sound good.
That's home.
Freddie Licious. Man, I tell you, Freddie singing right there and Mr. Peebo Bryson singing Happy Birthday to me. Those two moments, those two men. And also, you know, there's okay, David. David Sosa, yes, yes, you too. You too, when you sing. My heart goes, oh, shit. That's deep. Love it, love it, love it. Hey, Lamont, how you doing, darling? Lamont, please, if you would, go to WJBR Internet Radio on YouTube. Go to YouTube. Like and subscribe on YouTube. WJBR Internet Radio. Save it, subscribe, hit the bell, tell people whatever, what's and ever. I love you, baby. It's been so long. I haven't seen you in a while. Anybody watching or listening on Facebook, please move over. Just move over, whichever way you got to do it, to YouTube, WJBR Internet Radio. Mr. Lilo Thomas will be joining us promptly at noon. A couple of things I want to do, but first, and I am not being silly, I love your voice. I love your voice. Let me just say this about David Sosa. Your voice is an inspiration to me, David. I'm really shy about my songwriting stuff. As you may or may not know, Cheryl and I have done some songs together, and basically I wrote all the songs and she sings them because her voice also inspires me. But you also have a voice that makes me want to pen it. Makes me want to put the pen to work. I'm a songwriter. I'm not a singer. Trust me. However, you definitely make me want to put the pen to the paper. So thank you for that, sir. And your voice is dope. And oh my God, I'm thinking you and Lilo with those silky vocals. Oh, please. Okay. Good morning, Simply the Best. Hope you're doing well. And now, if I had a drum roll, I'd give it to you. But I don't, and I appreciate you too. Yes, 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 yes. I will provide the track. But I gotta finish getting this basement together. I got some music for you already, David. Okay. Thank you, Lamont. That's what I'm talking about, sir. Hello, thank you. Don't forget to tell somebody. The whole choir. Okay. So, you see, Nathan is in the green room at, like, hurry up. I got things to do, places to go, and people to see. And she's flirting with all of her brothers. You know, like, yes, my siblings. I'm just, you know, having a good time right now. But time to get serious and talk the news and what's going on with Nathan. Nathan, hold up. I have to do this. Let me see if I can find it. Just give me a second, everybody. I'm on it. Let me see if I still have it. That would be so fun. That would be so fun. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, everybody. Where am I going? Okay. Nathan James, for those of you who don't know, used to co-host the podcast when it was just a podcast on Blog Talk Radio, and he would give the news weekly. And I had a little intro for him, and this is what it sounded like. And now, what's going on with Nathan James? You remember that, Nathan?
I didn't hear it, but I remember it. I remember what's going on with Nathan James. I remember that very well. And I look back on those days when we were doing Block Talk Radio with fondness, and it's always wonderful to return and be on the show with you in the present day.
Thank you so much. I hope everybody else was able to hear it. I did play it. We also have a caller on the line, so let me let's say hello. 1650 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
Good morning, Javon. Happy birthday. Mad love. It's Pastor Don Juice CEO. How you feeling today?
I'm okay. Today's not my birthday, love, but thank you. I'll take it. Every day is a birthday.
Yes, man. You woke up on the right side of the pavement. You feel me?
That's right.
Nah,
how you
man.
Doing, sir?
You on top of the ground. I'm doing good. I haven't been on the radio in a minute. I was like, let me call my home. It's my second home. You feel
yeah,
me?
Always.
Amen. Well, I'm here. I'm listening. You can put me back on mute. I'm just enjoying the project, and I'm going to text everybody and tell them, come on to the show. We live right now.
This is true. Let me ask you a question real quick before you go. Is
yes,
it
ma'am.
You who have been sending me information about marketing?
Yeah, I do it all day long, every day.
Okay, I'm going to hit you back later on, okay?
Yes, ma'am. This is my direct number. But thank you.
Gotcha.
And shout out to the whole In the Basement family.
That's what's up. Thank you, love. Stay tuned because we have the incomparable Mr. Lilo Thomas coming through later.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be here the whole show. You know, you got to hang me up.
Okay, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I love him. I love him. Yes, Nathan. So let's hit this news. What? First of all, if it was me or you, it didn't even have to say top secret. All it had to do was have a stamp with the White House emblem on it, okay? All right, that's for starters. But if it said secret, wait a minute. Are you saying that you don't hear me at all, Simply the Best?
I hear you. I didn't hear the caller, and I didn't hear the audio from the intro theme, but I see and hear you just fine.
Huh. You can't, so you guys, so tell me if you couldn't hear the caller.
No, not at all.
Now that's interesting. Tell me if you hear, when I played the clip from Freddie Jackson, you heard that?
I did.
Tell me if you hear this.
Never had a woman better, but you know we never do these things to you.
Did you hear music?
No, I didn't hear anything at all. I saw you trying to play it, but I didn't hear anything at all.
Wow. Uh-oh. You only hear me and Nathan. That's interesting. Huh. So you didn't hear the music. That's not good. I don't know. You know, I should have done what do you call it? a thingy. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So Nathan, let's talk about the secret, top secret Mar-a-Lago stuff. What's your take on that?
Well, first of all, I want to say you're absolutely correct. If you or I were caught hoarding top secret, sensitive compartmented information, human control system, special access program documents, all of which the FBI recovered from Mar-a-Lago, we'd be on Guantanamo Bay right now getting waterboarded 3 times a day. So the degree to which both the Justice Department and Judge Cannon are bending over backwards to award special privilege to Donald Trump is, to say the least, astounding. But the bigger question, of course, is those 43 folders marked confidential, top secret, sensitive compartmented information that they found in Mar-a-Lago that were empty. What was in those folders? Where did they go? What did Trump do with them? And how many of our adversaries have access to this information? This is on a par with the Dukes firing, with the Robert Hansen spy scandal, with the Rosenbergs. And for the life of me, I don't understand why the Justice Department might already indicted Trump just on the evidence that they covered so far. I'm not even going to get into all of Trump's numerous other known criminal acts, like January 6th, like extorting Zelensky to get dirt on Hunter Biden, like fleecing his constituents in money that was supposed to be used for a PAC but never went to the PAC, like forcing or coercing the Secretary of State in Georgia to find him 11,780 votes, or Trump's shenanigans involving his properties in New York. There are so many things for which Trump can be indicted and for which there is an abundance of evidence that he allegedly committed these acts that I would be very surprised if we didn't see multiple indictments forthcoming from both the Justice Department, Fannie Willis, and Letitia James in the near future, because Trump has gotten away with too much for too long, and it's finally time to hold him accountable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm in shock. And now with this this judge that he appointed, and then the issue of the special master, and now the DOJ is petitioning to have that overturned. What do you think is going to happen with all of this?
Well, number one, you're right. He went judge shopping to find the judge he wanted. It's very clear now that what Trump did before he left office, and Judge Aileen Cannon was one of his last federal judge appointments. He appointed her on November 20th of 2021 after he lost the election. It's very clear that he wanted to have in place judges that he knew would be friendly to him, because he was aware that he was going to need these judges in the future. That's thing one. Thing two, Trump doesn't have legal standing, and this is not just my lay opinion. This is the opinion of a great many legal experts around the country. Trump does not have standing to claim these documents because they do not belong to him. They belong to the United States government. He cannot assert executive privilege because he's no longer the executive. And on top of that, asking for a special master duplicates the work the Justice Department has already done with their filter team to separate anything that might be attorney-client privilege between Trump and whatever lawyer is representing him from the evidence the Justice Department is using to build its criminal case. And four, Trump, his whole strategy here is the same as he's done all his life, delay, delay, delay. He's trying to run out the clock on this case so that he can mount another presidential campaign, possibly end up back in the White House, where he knows that for 4 years at least, he'll be immune from prosecution of any kind. So this is his strategy. He wants to squash the case, or at least delay it long enough that he can carry out his plans. And then on top of that, it's just astonishing to me, because In the meantime, people like Lindsey Graham are saying if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. There will be political violence from the other side. And there is this Latin phrase that I want to repeat here because I think it's very apropos. And that is fiat justitia rat calum. It means let justice be done, though the heavens fall. So we may have to deal with political violence. We have police forces and we have organizations that can deal with that. Trump needs to be indicted because if he is allowed to get away with this, then we will have shown that we are no longer a nation of laws, one set of laws for the rich and powerful and another set for the rest of us peasants out here. And that's just unacceptable.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%. Nathan, I have to try another sound check. Give me a second. Let's see how this goes. Let's do this.
Tell me, what did I do to you? That was so bad, so bad, so bad, so bad, so bad.
Did you hear that?
Oh, no, I heard a very little scratchy sounding thing, but it wasn't what I'm sure you intended to play.
Wow, yes, Lamont, they did riot in the street when he was in the White House. And, you know, if nothing happens, they will riot again. They will riot again. I don't know what's going on. Ah, we got to get this. We got to get this straight before Mr. Thomas shows up, man. Because we got to play his new song. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I can hear it perfectly, which lends me to wonder why you all can't and I can. Something must be off. So, yeah, Nathan, what do you think the outcome of all of this is going to be at the end of the day?
Well, I think Trump's demand for a special master isn't going to help him in the long run because it's really not relevant to the case. The documents, first of all, regardless of whether they were classified or not classified, they don't belong to him, number one. Number two, they didn't belong at Mar-a-Lago. Number three, the government asked him several times precisely to return these documents. Then he returns to them. He had a lawyer certified under oath that all documents would be returned. Guess what? They're not there, and we don't even know what was in those folders. What I think is going to happen is I think ultimately the Justice Department is going to reach a point where they have no choice but to indict him. They're going to have to bring a federal criminal case involving the Mar-a-Lago documents against Trump because the alternative, again, is the death of our status as a true functioning democratic republic, the idea that nobody is above the law. So I do think the outcome will be an indictment. Whether they are able to seat a jury that can try this case is another issue entirely because it's going to be a very fraught one. However, I do think the government has the capability to do that. It may be difficult, but I do think that if Trump goes to trial, they will be able to seat a jury that can hear the evidence fully and fairly. Do I think Trump will go to jail? I think he should. Whether he does is another question of what do we do with a former president? Are we ready? Are we prepared to actually send someone of his status to jail? And the interesting thing about Judge Cannon's original opinion, when Trump petitioned for a special master, she seemed overly concerned with Donald Trump's reputation. What's going to happen to Donald Trump? His status as a former president. Status doesn't enter into the equation in our justice system. That's not how it works. So I do think that we will see Trump's name appear on at least one federal indictment in the coming months.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I'm hoping that at least Letitia James, Georgia, get it done. I don't know what's going to happen with these secret documents. I am afraid that he has already compromised the country And I hope that the Secret Service or FBI, CIA, or whoever is on top of it and that they know about it or find out. I mean, like, how could a whole year go by and he have this stuff? We know he's already done something with it because it's always about money and his power, and it's always about him. So, you know, that's the big thing.
A year, 18 months, he was in possession of these documents. I occasionally come across at a relatively low level classified documents in my work, and there are very, very strict rules about where I can see them, how they have to be handled, and the way in which they have to have a chain of custody. There's a control officer that makes sure they end up back where they're supposed to be. How Trump was able to spirit away so many documents from the White House and store them in his country club where God knows who is walking back and forth is going to be a mystery, one we're not going to know the answer to for a long time. But I guarantee you that an element of the Justice Department of the FBI's investigation is, how did these documents get removed from outside the custody of the United States to a private residence in Florida? That's definitely going to be a question that they're going to be investigating for a long time.
Exactly. And I agree with the young lady here, Ms. Dunham, that those documents were sold a long time ago. As a matter of fact, I saw a clip of a Russian somebody saying, well, I don't know why the United States, the DOJ, is getting so upset about it now. If he has them, we reviewed them many years, we reviewed them already. We already have them and we've already reviewed them. What's the big deal now? So, you know, and we're really slow to on the uptake, and I agree.
Well, you know, it's not that we're so much that we're slow on the uptake. I think that what Donald Trump successfully created during his presidency and to some extent today is people are very reticent to go after Trump directly because Trump is still the leader of the Republican Party. He still commands a great deal of political power both inside and outside of Washington. So I can understand someone like Merrick Garland wanting to proceed carefully because he knows that this case must be airtight, every I dot, every T crossed, if it eventually comes to trial. So I think that he was moving deliberately and slowly for that reason. That having been said, he has literally a whole coterie of people in his close orbit that keep bringing up, oh, if Trump gets indicted, if you go after him, there's going to be violence. We can't afford that. There are veiled threats being made against the FBI, the agents that were on the case who did the search warrant. They were doxxed. They were exposed by Trump's supporters. So they tend to try to bully people into silence. But now that we've reached this point, I don't think the Justice Department is able to back off any longer. I think, like I said before, they can only press forward. Even if all hell breaks loose, there has to be justice done because otherwise, if the law does not apply to one of us, it doesn't apply to any of us.
I think the reason Biden came out and made the statements that he made, I think he was addressing people who think that if the former guy gets arrested, they're going to go to the streets. I think Biden basically, in a way, was saying that we will treat you like you're black.
Yeah, you know, there's an
And that means that you will get shot down in the street. If you come with guns and this and that, because there has to come a time where people who, you did it once and got away with it for the most part, shame on me. You try it again, shame on you. There's got to be, you know, if people, and I mean, and that's just it. At some point, you take up arms against the United States of America, then you reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
As much as this, and I'm just going to be frank with it, as much as this country has done to black people, we have never, well, there was the Nat Turner thing, but other than that, we have never really taken up arms against this country.
No, we've never done anything even close to the scope of the
people
attack.
These people who have everything, who this country has done everything for.
And I said on this show several months ago that if black people had ever pulled what Trump's supporters did at the Capitol on January 6th, they would still be cleaning the bones and blood of black people off the Capitol walls now.
Let me tell you something. What did we do when during the 60s, when we had it up to here, what did we do? We marched to the Capitol. We did.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
spoke about dreams of a future where we could be judged not by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. We didn't kill, we didn't climb, we didn't beat, we didn't torture, we didn't break, steal, we didn't do any. I mean, look at the difference. When we marched on the Capitol and when they marched on the Capitol, okay? That's, I mean, at some point, and I think, and this is just my opinion, that the South was not punished harshly enough, the Confederates. Those who took arms against this country were not punished enough. They were traitors to the country.
I agree with you. You know,
and they were allowed to continue to wave their traitorous flag, and they were allowed to put it up in government buildings, and they were allowed to build statues to traitors.
I don't understand to this day why we named army bases after Confederate generals. That has never made any sense to me.
Exactly. People who took arms against the United States of America. And
as
so,
long as the definition of treason, by the way, in the Constitution. And I do agree with you that Jefferson Davis, that the entire presidential cabinet of the Confederacy should have been arrested and tried for treason. Davis was actually taken into custody. They held him for a couple of months, and then due to some oversight, quote unquote, he was allowed to go free.
Yeah.
And, you know, the terms of surrender that were given to the Confederates by General Grant and by President Lincoln were too generous. I do. I understand that Lincoln wanted to follow a policy of hard war, easy peace, and bring the states back into the Union. That does not, however, mean that the people responsible should not have been punished.
And
I agree 100% on that.
That they should be held in some form of honor. By this time, there should be no American who wants to be like them or who's proud to wave their flag or, you know, like, obviously, there's always going to be some quiet pockets of people, you know what I mean? But because of the way that time in history has been dealt with historically, and those generals and whoever, those Confederates, because of the way it was dealt with, there are people who want to take that up again. And people who believe the South will rise again and all this kind of stuff. Now, there's another thing, Nathan. The Oath Keepers. Their list of members has been leaked. And a lot of them are members of Congress. The Regressive Party, I will say.
Well, let me say this immediately before you go any further.
every elected person in the United States who holds public office, including me, swears to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, according to the best of our ability. That's in our oath of office. Every elected official, including these members of Congress that have been revealed to be members of the Oath Keepers. That means that these members of Congress who belong to the Oath Keepers are violating their oath because the Oath Keepers took part in an armed insurrection against our government trying to overthrow it. Which is to say, they mounted an attack against the Capitol, which is a nice way of saying they assaulted the Constitution by preventing the Senate from doing its job in certifying an election as the Constitution prescribes. So I don't think any of these congressional people that are on the Oath Keepers membership list should be allowed to continue in office. This, I think, would be constitutional grounds for expulsion from office. And yes, I know that's an incendiary statement, but so is being a member of the Oath Keepers.
Yeah. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And I don't know. Do you know when the next January 6th committee thing is coming up?
It's scheduled for later this month. They have not announced an exact date, but since we're almost halfway through September, it'll be within the next 2 weeks. That's what they said when they went out in July, that the hearings, season two of the January 6th committee hearings, would resume this month.
All right. Okay, well, thank you, Nathan. I'm going to try to figure out what I can do to get this sound thing up and right before Mr. Thomas comes through. Peggy Miller, I wish you were here to help me with that because, woohoo, I don't know why you can hear some things but not all things. Especially why you can't hear what's going on with Blog Talk Radio and the music. That is weird. So we're going to see what we can do to fix it.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on, Javon.
Thank you as always, Nathan. Always, always, always. See you next time, man. Yeah, Pegs, I'm going to check. In the meanwhile, so that you guys don't get bored, I know that you can hear me fine, but can you hear this music? Let me play something.
Can we please just work it out? All I want to do is talk it out. Okay. I promise we don't have to do get
out of the room, baby. They think I love you. We finna see. Girl, you the truth. Me, I'm a sad man. We a good love. It's such an average. I know you're sensitive. I understand. You, baby girl. Yes, yes, I'm your man. No. I ain't come here to argue or hurt you.
Oh,
show your love like a father that burns so low. And to you, ain't gotta cheat. Everything I want, everything I need. Girl, you're my idol. Had to lace ya. We a good love.
And it's our fantasia.
All the time Y'all know what to say. Y'all know what to say right there. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God is always right on time. You know what I'm saying? Yep. The victory is mine. The victory is yours. When you say it's yours, God is good. That's right. That's right. That's right. All the time, God is good. Again, just let me remind everybody that you are listening to and now watching Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese. As you can see, I'm going solo today. Therese is not in the house, but she will be back when we continue. Now, you may have noticed, those who watch the show regularly or who listen to the show regularly, we have been missing for about a month. We took off a month. I had to come and do a show today so that I could bring on the legendary Mr. Lilo Thomas. And then we're going to take a couple of weeks off again and start back up in October. Okay, we're still doing some work in the basement. As you can see, the background is a little bit different in terms of just the color, and you don't see any pictures in the background and so forth and so on. I'm just really excited right now to preparation of Mr. Lilo Thomas, and I think I will play a little Lilo to get started. And just to remind everybody, if you are watching or listening on Facebook, they may cut this program off because of the music. So you would have to join us on YouTube, WJBR Internet Radio. WJBR Internet Radio. You can also call in. The number to call in is 347-996-5394. You can call in and say hello to Lilo when he comes on. Yes. When I tell you I listened to this album, this first album, oh, my God. Let's listen to some of it now until my man comes through. I'm so excited. Love him. Love him. Yeah. Thomas makes me want to God dog it, dang it! I got to regroup. Dang. Let me introduce this man before I say something. Let me just. That's it. Oh my God! Let me tell you. I first heard Lilo Thomas in the 1980s, Ain't No Shame in My Game. You can see the gray. I am not ashamed of it, darling. When I first heard that album from back to front. Now, everybody knows I'm a shockaholic. Shock-a-con, whatever. Everybody know that about me. But let me tell you something. When I heard that album, I played it over and over and over. And guess what? It is still in my everyday rotation. And his management people must be sick and tired of me every month. Can Lilo come and play? Can Lilo come out to play? Okay. This man has worked with everybody you love, period. He's a songwriter. I feel kind of crazy, but I'm going to say some names. And some of these people have been on the show, and they all say nice, lovely things about Lilo. Evelyn Champagne King, our very own auntie, Melba Moore. He's also played with George Benson, Kashif, the King, may he rest in peace. Speaking of Auntie Melba Moore, he also wrote "Make Your Mind Up Tonight," if I'm singing that correctly. "Mind Up Tonight." Look, you know what? people get tired of other people telling their stories, and that's why I invite the legends to come here and tell it for themselves. And without further ado, the incomparable Mr. Lilo Thomas.
Hey, hey, Javon, how you
baby?
Doing?
Baby, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I see you in there jamming your way out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something, sir. Let me just tell you something. I cannot sit still and just play your music. That just doesn't happen.
That means it's working then. That's all that's saying.
I know every riff. Every ad lib, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
I see you in there doing your thing.
You know, the last time you were on, we weren't virtual, like visual yet. We were only
exactly.
doing the telephone thing.
Congratulations on that.
I know, right? Moving on up. Unfortunately, Therese is not able to be with us today.
What?
Yeah, unfortunate. I know. But she sends her love. She wishes she could be here. You know. Look, but
well, I miss her.
I will definitely tell her. And you know, the last time you were here, Miss Monifa popped up and had to, you know, tell you how, you know, you helped her and her beloved make her darling daughter. You know, I mean, that was a lot of information for me, but I'm sure it was good for you. But you know, that's just how we flow. We family.
Exactly. Tell Monifa I say hello too.
I will definitely tell her.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanna say, you know, because the last time we spoke, it was prior to COVID.
Yes.
So how have you been? And it is such a blessing to see you.
Oh, I've been well. You know, the COVID, you know, it shut everybody down. So I, you know, got a chance to just be at home for once, you know, and just basically took on things that I've been putting to the side, you know, getting more into my music and just, you know, teaching myself how to engineer my own music. Mm. And, you know, I've been just keeping it busy with that. I love just doing music.
So, okay, so music, easy for us to talk about. So I want to get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some things about you that people may not know. We're going to definitely talk about the music, and we're going to play for the folks. I almost had a heart attack when I thought my music stuff wasn't working right, because everybody has to hear the new music, okay?
Okay.
That was something, okay? That's something. Everybody got to hear that. I'm excited about it. But there's some other stuff that people may not know. Now, I remember in the 1980s, because I was a fan right out the door, I went to see you at a concert. And at this concert, you made an announcement that you were not going to be singing anymore, because you were going to be preparing for sprinting or something. Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Yeah, I was running all through high school and college, and then I decided I wanted to start training for the 84 games, and that's when I it was just something that I always wanted to, you know, accomplish, and I was 16 years old and I had qualified for the games, but I couldn't go then because I didn't have the money to go. And I always loved to run, and it was just something that was relaxing to me, you know, to be able to just take your body through all that and be at the top of your game and have all cylinders going with your body is just an amazing feeling. So running was always, you know, therapeutic for me.
That's amazing. And you ran at some of the highest levels, I'm understanding.
I set a world record, you know, when I was 16 years old in the 200-yard dash. And I was running 9.93 in the 100. And a lot of those records still hold because, you know, after I stopped running, everything went into meters. And I was running yards. So a lot of my records are still there. It'll just stay there that way.
You are just fascinating. You are just fascinating. I'm just gonna ask, you know, just straight out the gate, what is something else that the general public does not know about Lilo Thomas?
That I was going to be an illustrator.
Really?
I got a scholarship at Parsons School of Design, and I always loved music. You know, I used to say as a kid, I'm going to do music and make a living of it, or I'm just going to be a bum. Everybody used to say, no, you should find something else, you know, just in case. And I was like, no way, because I'm one of those people that it's like, if I'm going to seize the island, you know, burn the boat.
Oh, okay.
I'm committed, you know. But my mother was the only one that could convince me. She says, well, you like to draw. Why don't you, you know, see if you could do that? You know, just have something to fall back on. So, you know, when your mom tell you that, you got to listen. And then I started working on trying to get into college with it. And I just happened to get a scholarship, a full scholarship to Parsons School of Design. And I didn't want to leave out my running, so I studied at Parsons for about 2 years, and then I left and transferred over to Pratt Institute because they had a track team.
Wow.
And then I got enough of being in school, so I decided, well, let me start pursuing my music. I could always do art if I wanted to. And I have a picture of the Bones that basically made that decision for me, because I was you know, when you're in school, you do that kind of interning thing. And I went out to see if I could get a job. And there was a doctor that was writing a book. And he said, well, can you draw bones? I said, yeah, I could draw bones. So he left me in his office, and I started sketching out bones. And once I finished it, he loved it. He was ready to hire me. It was at that moment that I was like, I got to do music. I don't want to tie myself down with this.
Wow.
So music is what I started to pursue after that.
Unbelievable. That is, see, now that's something I clearly did not know about you.
Oh.
That's the,
okay.
See, you get the bare bones here. You know, I've inherited my father's corny sense of humor, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. You can go see the artwork on my site. I posted some things. They were very personal to me, but I decided to, you know, put them up.
That's nice. So, you know, people, you know, it's something about music, musicians, especially vocalists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's something very personal happens with people and their favorite artists. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you've written songs or sung songs especially that have touched people, they feel like they know you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel
mm-hmm.
like, hey, me and Lilo, we go back to the 80s.
So we tight like that.
We, you know, we cool like that. I'm gonna save this little piece, and I'm gonna act like, you know, you really said that. So anyway. but so... Any little bit more information that we get about you is welcome. And so I want to thank you for putting those pictures out on your website, because I will be checking it out.
Yeah.
So
let's
talk about the music. So when did you know, you said that you knew when you were a kid that you were going to do music. What was that major? Yeah.
My dad was a minister. And, we were in church like every day. You know, we had one of those kind of railroad apartments, they used to call them back in the day. And you could walk straight through my house into the church.
Mm.
And we were in church. Me and my sister was in church every day. And we used to sing. My dad would, you know, give us a couple of bucks and we would sing, you know, open up his sermons and stuff like that. And when I got paid from that, I was like, wow, this was pretty cool. And I think that's when the bug hit me. And I said, from that point, I said, I'm going to do this for a living and make some money from it. You know?
How did you know that you had talent, though? I mean, it's one thing when your father is saying, here, son, go up and sing. Here's
mm-hmm.
a couple of bucks. But what made you know that the audience, when was the first time you had that audience response that made you say, hey, they like
me? Yeah. Oh, no. It was in church. I mean, you know, the the choir and everybody, they would think, well, you know, let Lilo sing it. Let Lilo, you know, it was always, they were always pushing me up there. And I was like, whoa, it must be something to this. You know, these people keep picking me and all these grown people sing. And I thought they sang nice. But when they started, they kept pushing me up to it. I was like, maybe I have something different,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's where it started happening. I started learning, you know, just the passion. And, you know, I was always a quiet kind of kid. I didn't really speak much, you know. I always held my own thoughts in, and that's where the art basically came in, because I could express myself through art, and I was always, you know, by myself. So, you know, it music was just a way that I could truly just now express my feelings, and it made me feel good to be able to just, you know, sing things out. I started singing when I was sad. I sang when I was happy. And, you know, just it just was everything to me.
What was your sad song?
My sad song was a song my mother used to sing. And as a kid, I think it was a gospel song. I never knew no more than what she would sing, because she would stop, you know. But she, you know, she would do like, please protect the boy I love, no matter when. And I never knew the rest of the song, but I was like, oh, that was so, she just had a real pretty, pleasant voice.
Hmm.
And it just used to make me feel good to watch her sing.
Is that where you inherited your voice?
That's what she says.
Yeah.
You know, she says I got it from her, but, you know, I don't, maybe, you know, because she was a very passionate woman, so, you know, and I think I got a lot of my emotion and passionate from her.
And from your father?
But he cut out, you know, he wasn't around, you know. I actually had to get to know him, because he cut out early, and I was in the streets, you know. I grew up in Brooklyn in the hood, and I was just starting to get into things that I know I shouldn't be in. And I didn't know where it was coming from. So I decided it was time for me to meet my father, because the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. And I needed to know who he was for me to become the man that I want to be. And once I got around him and I started seeing this way that he thought and that I was thinking, I was like, I don't want to be that.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to be the man that I want to be. And then it started to change.
What's your happy song?
Oh, my happy song now is Holding On.
Oh, my God. That's one of my happy songs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Holding On was one of the reasons why I kind of left the music industry for a while, because I always thought that Holding On to me is like the ultimate Lilo song. I felt that if you know, being a peak of what you're in this business for and what you could do, for me, Holding On was that song. And when they didn't go after it the way that, you know, I felt that they should have, it was like, well, I don't know if I could even do anything. You know, it's like running up on somebody and hitting them with everything you got, and they just brushed it off. It's like, you just feel like, oh, no. You know, you just feel like, there's nothing else I could do. I gave this everything that I had.
I had to back away. I just have to tell you, you know, for whatever it's worth at this point, that song was the one that grabbed me.
Mm-hmm.
Squeezed me and told me, I will never let you go. I will keep holding on.
That's it. Well, thank you. That's exactly it.
It haunts me.
Mm-hmm.
That song is with me forever. And you know, the business, the music business is not loyal.
No.
The business doesn't give a crap about your feelings.
Nope.
Your pocketbook,
nope.
It doesn't care about you. Mm-mm. However, that's the business. But the music lives on forever, and it spreads, and it fills souls and spirits and energy for good.
Yeah.
And only for good. Even if a song makes you feel something sad, sadness is good because it helps you to, you know, appreciate the good. You know?
Absolutely.
I just, you know, for those people who don't know what we're talking about, do you mind if I play a little bit of Holding On?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And everybody, you're watching and listening to WJBR Internet Radio, Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Mr. Lilo Thomas.
Darling, don't ever push me away. She's my lady. She's not like that other girl, no.
Thomas, y'all. So don't hate, okay? Don't hate the play. Hate the game. Oh, my God. That is such a beautiful song. Did you write that song?
Yeah, I wrote that.
That is beautiful.
Along with, I had a Barry Eastman was part of the writing, but I brought it to Barry Eastman. So, you know, basically I wrote it.
Oh, my God. That song, it's just, it lives forever. And, you know, I think that whole entire, I know that whole entire album did something for me, you
yeah.
know, and I, that was during the time where every song had to be like a hit, you know, you couldn't have like these things that go on these days, you know? I know. I'm not hating. I'm just stating.
I hear you.
You know,
hey, I was trying. I was throwing it, everything I had at that album. It says I needed it to work. It was the all you album. You know,
it just I don't. You know, I was looking at some old clips of you, and you very much look like that shy boy. You know, that shy young man.
Mm-hmm.
On stage doing your thing and singing your little heart out and everything. And I think in a particular way because you seemed like a tender spirit and
mm-hmm.
those songs are tender
right.
to me. You know, like I just want to give you a hug.
He needs a hug.
Yes. It just felt very personal, every song, you know. I just love it. I could go on and on
mm-hmm.
about that, but you've done so much more.
Yeah.
So you wrote with and for some very talented folks. And what was that experience like?
Oh, that was amazing. I mean, I went into the studio. Kashif asked me to come and do some background vocals for him on Melba Moore's album. I was like, I was blown away. Was, wow, Melba. You know, I said, sure, you know, I'll come in. And we went in, and that was I did the song Take My Love on the Peach Melba album.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just such, and then she came in, and she was, you know, just the sweetest person you would ever want to meet. And I always remembered her from Pearlie and just watching her on television, the Clifton Davis show.
Yes.
And to actually now be in front of her and meet her was just such an honor.
Mm-hmm.
And then they asked me to, you know, to be a part of their company. And that was like, whoa. And then they was looking for music because they wanted her to have something. She was coming in the 80s. So they wanted to really break that whole Broadway stigma she had. And that's when I wrote Mind Up Tonight. It was like, that was one of my first songs that I ever wrote, but I was so excited to pitch it and, you know, it got through.
Wow.
That was one of the, you know, the memorable times of my life is being able to write that song for her.
I know. I love that song too. And really when you listen to it, it has a Lilo feel to it. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can kind of hear you in
yeah.
that song.
Yeah.
You know?
Was, yeah. That, we did the backgrounds, Freddie, myself, and Melba, and Paul Lawrence. And, you know, Paul Lawrence produced it. So, you know, he's a great producer. He really can bring things out in music that I you know, haven't really heard anyone do in music. Paul just had a way of just tapping into a song. Mm. And it's one of the things that I appreciated about him.
Of all of the songs, and I know people probably have asked you this before, it's a hard question, and maybe the answer, maybe you've already given the answer with Hold On, but of all the songs that you've written, what is, which is your favorite, your very favorite song?
Well, Holding On is, but if I had to go for a second one, it would probably be I Like Your Style.
I Like Your Style. Cause you know just how.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Love, oh, cool.
Show me how. Yeah. It was like, you know, just show me. You know, I just wanted, her to show me how to love, cause I'm new at it. So,
show,
you know.
Me how to love.
Love. I like your style. Cause you knew just how. To show me how to love.
Yep. Beverly has, and she wants to know, when exactly did you do your first solo album? I discovered you in 1986 with Good Girl.
It was, 83 we dropped that album. Good Girl was the very first song.
You're a good girl.
Ooh, you're so much of a lady, and you love me down. Yep.
That was for you, Beverly. That was for you.
Thank you, Beverly.
Well, hold up. Now, you just mentioned in the song, I Like Your Style, show me how to love, right?
Mm-hmm.
My other song that will have me screaming, running around, rolling around on the ground, really. I'm telling you, I sing this song like my heart is being ripped completely out of my body. Show me.
Which? Show me? Yeah, Show Me was a beautiful song.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a Paul Lawrence song there. And, oh, man. I mean, we were just on a mission when we were doing that album. I loved that song from the moment I heard it.
Let me tell you something. Let me just tell everybody something. For people that can't sing, when you sing Show Me, sing it in private. That's all I want to say about that. Because have to sing that song, especially when you start riffing at the end and really... Oh my God! Please, it is. Show me, girl. And I'll be on the. I'll be screaming and like, girl, just stop it. Let who sing that song? Lilo sing that song. Let Lilo sing that song. Beverly says, "We love you, whatever you do. Don't stop the music. Your music is so amazing. You can listen to around family and friends anytime, and that is absolutely the truth as well." That is absolutely. Ain't no cursing, and you know it's very sexy without being sexual.
Yeah.
That is an art that is completely lost today.
Definitely.
Because even if it starts out as a nice, sweet love song, before you know it, drawers are being thrown in your face. Like, stop, stop, stop. Things are swinging all over the place. Just stop, stop.
Just stop.
You know, like Michael said, keep it in the closet. You know, like just come on. You know, some of it, like leave some to the imagination. You know.
Yeah, definitely. You know, but you couldn't do that back in the day. They canceled things, that, and you wasn't saying anything that was inappropriate. You know, but you know today they give a little more. So. As an artist, you wonder, should you, you know, play in that sandbox for a little while or, you know, do you not? You know, I think about things, you know, being older now and say, okay, well, maybe it should be a little more, you know, aggressive.
I don't know. I still like Show Me. And you know, I like your style and, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Holding On. I mean, all of that, like Monifa said, led to some babies being made. But we don't need directions. Like these, I don't need the song to give me instructions.
Right.
Now drop it like it's hot. Now stick it out. Now do this. Now, like, stop, okay?
Hold up.
But yeah, let us figure it out. You know, let us do what we want to do. Just chill out.
Exactly. I know exactly what you're saying.
Like, stop. Just put me in the mood. If I need directions, there's books. You know? I'm being goofy.
Yeah, they
man.
They kill it. They take all of the suspense out of it. They're like, okay, just hit it and quit it and get out, you know.
And, but, you know, we used to, back in the day, talk about female artists who would wear, come out scantily clothed, you know, like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now the men are doing it too. They just trying to, I mean, I've seen things on stage from men even that I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I hope your mom is not in the audience.
I know. They're like Chippendale dancing. I don't know if I could really perform with my shirt off. I don't think I would be comfortable with that, you know, especially with the way I'm singing. It's like, it doesn't go with that.
No, you're a nice guy. You're one of those, you know, I think it's sneaky sexy.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I can get with that. I can be a sneaky sexy.
Sneaky sexy, like, and before you know it, there's Little Lilo.
yeah, I could go with that, you know.
Oh, look at him. He's so nice.
Yeah, okay.
They go Lilo, Liletta. Beverly says, thanks for coming on live. I've learned so much about you. You are a spiritual man. Raised in church, home, and home makes me adore you even more. Thank you, Beverly. You know what? And here I am trying to paint Mr. Lilo Thomas. That's what I do. Damn it, that's what I do. So let's talk about the new song, because there is some spirituality in that song.
Yeah. I try to do music, you know, to create the thought process. I want people to really think about it. It's, you know, I think music should, you know, inspire thought, you know, and it's not all just, you know, about dancing, and, you know, it's not all about lovemaking, but sometimes, you know, you have to do inventory on yourself. And this song, I think I wrote it in that direction. I wrote it because I wanted people to get to know that any and everything that you want to do in life, you know, is about how you approach it. It's all about you. And, you know, I think everyone should have that moment where if things aren't going right for you, you got to look in the mirror and say, I have met the enemy and it is me. And just learn yourself and learn what you're putting out into the world.
Absolutely. My pastor has a saying. He says, don't let the enemy be the inner me.
That's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't get that. You know?
Yeah.
It's like you need to learn how to get out of your own way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's so important.
Yeah. And when you see people with gray hair, don't think that means that they're mature, because there's a lot of old fools out there, truth be told, you know? They're still trying to deal with their inner me, you know?
Exactly.
And they think the enemy is you, but the inner me is the enemy. So,
exactly.
See it all the time, truth be told. And as a matter of fact, that is the name of the song. So I want you to get your little pump up a little bit, because this is an upbeat song.
I know, right?
Right? This is very upbeat.
I was on my bike writing this song. Like,
really?
I was on my bike working it out.
Yes, this is definitely in the zone. Let's do it. Lilo Thomas, new music, brand new music by Lilo Thomas. Truth Be Told, right here on WJBR Internet Radio.
My God, it is just about here. At times it seems unreal. It's heavy. Put your hand up, don't you see? It makes you wonder. I had no conviction, sadly, that's all. Trying to get up to make it didn't matter, it didn't matter just because. I wouldn't talk, lost the will to live. Any thought my fate would be growing up, did you think you'd make it? No. I have to make a difference in my life. I'm the only one that could turn myself around. In spite of it all, hey, I'm still standing. I figured it out to know it all depends on me.
That is outstanding. That is the bomb right there. Everybody, get yourself a copy. Now, where and how can everyone get this song?
Oh, it's on all the streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, YouTube. You can find it everywhere. And I want everyone to at least play it in its entirety at least one time and then add it to your playlist.
Absolutely. Everybody, you got instructions directly from the man himself, Lilo Thomas, on all platforms. Listen to the song, stream it, the whole entire thing, and then purchase it. Buy it.
Put it in your playlist.
There you go. And
or they can follow me. Yeah, come and check me out.
Definitely follow Mr. Lilo Thomas. He's not hard to find. He's on Facebook. He's on Instagram. He's on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel. There's Twitter.
TikTok.
You don't stop. Ticking and talking. You know. and you know, you have to follow him. You have to. It's a directive.
But yeah, that'll be great. You know, we have T-shirts, we have merchandise. You know, you can find when I'm getting ready to perform, because I think I'll put another single out, you know, maybe one or two other singles a little later, but then I'm going to start setting up some shows. So I just want everybody to come out and have a good time.
Definitely, definitely. And you know, we'll keep track and you know, let your people know, let us know, and we'll announce your shows.
Definitely.
You know, because we have listeners and followers all over the country, so definitely, you know, let's do that. We also have a 24-hour radio station. For those of you who don't know, WJBR Internet Radio. Don't go on the internet. WJBR Internet Radio, and you can hear Lilo Thomas just about once an hour.
Oh, cool.
So if you be getting those little residual checks, that's me.
You gotta support your artists. You know, it's so important. You know,
if you love the music, you gotta support. And mm-hmm. you know, unfortunately, you know, people know how to steal music off the internet and all this other stuff. But what you're doing is you're stealing from your favorite artist, and I know that's not what you want to do.
Right.
I know mm-hmm. you want to feed your favorite artist, so you keep getting new music like this. Now, Mr. Lilo Thomas.
Yes.
Therese and I have a game that we play with every guest these days, but Therese is not here, so I will have to play with you by myself.
Okay.
I'm not mad about that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I love you. So,
love you too.
The name of the game is Rapid Fire. I'm going to keep that too, that Lilo said he loves me. Let me just dwell in the house of that for a second, okay? I know I'm crazy. Okay. All right. So the name of the game is Rapid Fire. It's mm-hmm. sort of like a word association game. I'm
going
to give you a word, and then you say the first thing that comes to mind.
Well, that's scary.
Exactly, and it's fun. There's no censorship here. You can say whatever you want to say, whatever mm-hmm. comes to mind. We want the first answer because we want to get up under who is Lilo Thomas.
That's a little scary, but...
I love it. Because,
you know, I have all kinds of thoughts running
around. Well, that's it. That's what we want to know, just how crazy is Lilo. Let's go there. You ready to go? Family.
Compassion.
Mother.
Best friend.
Music.
Love.
Singing.
Abundance of love.
Performance.
Control.
Politics.
I don't know. Politics. I don't know. Right now, I don't know what to think about politics.
Sexy.
Freedom.
Money.
Empowering. Thought-provoking.
Luther Vandross.
Beautiful voice.
Freddie Jackson.
Powerful voice.
Melba Moore.
A beautiful and iconic entertainer.
Evelyn Champagne King.
A strong woman.
Money.
Balance.
Chaka Khan.
Sexy.
Thank you so much for playing our game. And I'm not
gonna... How did I do?
My God. I'm not going to disagree with you because, you know, Chaka Khan is sexy.
Have you seen her? Oh my goodness, I saw her not too long ago.
Really? Yeah, the last time I saw her actually was about 2 years ago, and she was just that sexy. I'm not sure if my applause. button sounds more like applause or fried chicken. Chicken fried. I'm not really sure. For our radio station, which is WJBR Internet Radio, and one for the show. So the first one is just going to be audio. Hi, this is Lilo Thomas, and you're listening to WJBR Internet Radio. You can sing it, say it, make it your own.
Okay, hi, this is Lilo Thomas, Internet Radio. Hi, this is Lilo Thomas, and you're listening to WJBR Internet Radio.
Perfect. Okay, and the second one is going to be a visual for this show. Hi, this is Lilo Thomas, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Hi, this is Lilo Thomas, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. Hi, this is Lilo Thomas, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Perfect. Mr. Thomas, is there anything that we have not discussed that you would love for people to know?
No, just that, you know, come to my site, learn, you know, where we're going to be, and support your artists. I can't say that enough. It's so important, you know, to come out and support your artists.
And your website is?
It's at Lilo Thomas and lilothomas.com is where you'll find me.
And on Facebook, we can just go to Lilo Thomas.
Yes, you can go to lilothomas.com, and that'll take you everywhere.
Thank you so very much. I'm so grateful for you coming through. And please, please, please just know that we will always support you, support
Thank
any
you.
New music you have. If you just want to reminisce on the old music or you just feel like stopping by, just do that. Beverly wants to know if you're coming to Atlanta anytime soon.
Oh, we're hopefully, once we start our tour, we're going to come by Atlanta.
Okay.
Beverly, we definitely try to get to Atlanta.
So anytime when you get your schedule together and you want us to promote a show that's coming up, just let us know. And promotion for you here is free forever.
Thank you so much.
Free forever.
I appreciate that.
And you know why? Because you have made music that touches my soul forever. So you're giving me something forever, and I will pay you forever for it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. And everybody else, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. So I'm going to sing it this time. I'm going to sing. I'm going to sing Lilo. Lilo. No, I'm not going to sing it.
You can sing.
You might have to help me.
Love you, I never.
Wonderful rest of your week. Lilo, please stay in touch and let us know, you know, what you're doing, when you're doing it.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, baby. Everybody else, have a great, great weekend. Yeah. Bye-bye.
What's up, y'all? This is Dawn Robinson, formerly of In Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. My girls! I love you all.
Hi, this is Mesa, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Perfect.
Hey, this is Leon. This is right, Leon, for some of your favorite movies, and I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Javon. Stay here with me. Stay here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She just... She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
Well, I'm office, though, Jay.
I'm going to send you some cologne.
With time, so
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just gonna keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.